All right, happy opening day. Major League Baseball gets started today. 13 games. Royals and the Twins at the K. Bobby Witt Jr., pretty happy. You can drink Coke at the K.
Big deal.
Not do Coke. Willie Mays Akins is long gone.
Yeah. You would.
This isn't Shane 86.
Yeah, pull. Right. You had mentioned yesterday during the crossover. No, it's 2 days ago in the crossover when
Coke is not my go-to.
When they brought Coke.
Dr. Pepper.
You said, now back to Coke at Kauffman Stadium. For people who were tuning in probably thought we were uncovering some type of scandal that was taken on.
Well, back in the 80s, they did.
And they won.
Yeah, they were winning.
Yeah, I mean, whatever works.
One guy that I never worried about that was caught up in that drug thing with the Royals, Steve Balboni.
Nope.
And then Bob Hamlin. Royals went through a stretch where they didn't have skinny first baseman.
No. That is true. And portly, I believe, is the way you would describe them.
Yeah, that's healthy.
Portly, husky?
Husky.
Husky.
Yeah. Like when I was a little kid, we didn't go to the husky section or the portly section. Husky.
There was the husky kid section, yes.
Hey, I need some husky corduroys.
You're walking back.
Start a fire. But the tone around the Royals is different. They've had a good offseason. It's not just that they've added Coke to the stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, extending Bobby Witt Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see what the Royals do. Again, their win total is 72.5. It's a big jump. They only won 56 games last year.
Yeah.
So that's a huge jump.
That's like 90 for the good teams.
Something I noticed because I was, just perusing yesterday. Danny Duffy is still playing baseball. He's on the AAA roster of the Rangers affiliate in Round Rock.
Duffmeister.
Wouldn't play here at Warner Park, but yeah, he's still in AAA.
Duffman. There's a name right there. I thought he was probably commentating or something.
Hey, baseball locally today. The Storm Chasers open up tomorrow night against the Iowa Cubs. Marty Cordero will be on the show tomorrow. Tell you everything that's going to go on out there. They haven't even announced their roster yet. I do know Nick Prado is here. But there is college baseball in town today. I don't know this. I hope this isn't the case because that would be kind of eh. So Papillion La Vista High and Papio South both got new fields in the offseason. And until their fields have been ready, they've been playing at Tal Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're ready now, but in the Summit League where I think three of the teams, and they have five or six teams in the league, three of the teams hadn't even played a home game yet.
Yeah.
South Dakota State and Northern Colorado were playing at Papio South today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think the series was supposed to be in Brookings, but there is snow on the ground in Brookings.
Hey,
so
how about
they come
that?
Down here to play, because it's all turf.
Right.
Omaha starts a series with Oral Roberts. What if I told you, and it's been a rough start for Evan this year with the Omaha Maverick baseball, what would you think if I told you that Omaha baseball has a better record in the conference than Oral Roberts, who they opened a three-game series with at Tal Anderson today?
I would have said, damn, game on. Let's go, Omaha. Omaha's going to have a chance to make
Oral
it to the NCAA
Roberts,
tournament. But it's
Oral
more,
Roberts is bad.
Yeah, it's more of the Oral Roberts side of it.
They're 1-5 in the league.
Yeah.
They got a 7-plus ERA.
Yeah.
Omaha hasn't played many home games. I think this will be the fifth home game they've played.
Yeah. Oral Roberts got swept by South Dakota State to open up conference play too, which
I got drubbed by Oklahoma the other night. I know that. Oral Roberts this might be the worst Oral Roberts team that I've seen that's going to play here this weekend. Yeah,
that's what happens when you go to the College World Series. You put it all in on that, and then you pick up the pieces after that. And they lost a lot from that team, mind you, but you know it as well as I do. Oral Roberts typically, especially in the Summit League, when their version of being down is a lot different than the rest of the Summit League. I mean, it's as close to a reload with what that program typically does. And just considering that the last time that we saw them playing significant baseball was just in downtown Omaha at the College World Series, and then having that big of a drop-off, I don't think anybody saw that coming.
All right, Wings Bracket coming up next. Sarah Baker Hansen joins us. We're down to the Elite Eight, and quite a matchup in one of the Elite Eight. For the Wing title. That's coming up next. Also, Dave Starman in about 30 minutes and Brian Edwards in the last hour, busy last hour on a Thursday edition of Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.